What's up, everybody?
Hey, y'all. Friday. Just got paid. Friday night. Party hopping. Psych. I'm sleepy, y'all. So this is what you're going to get. This is what you're going to get. You might get a couple yawns. It's all good. For those who are watching the video, for those listening to the audio, you'll never see it.
I'm done, yo. So look, y'all. Today's episode is called Rewriting Your Story. We all know that life can be, you know, that evolving narrative. And sometimes we find ourselves on those crossroads. Wonder, you know, if we should go left or we should go right, you know, and sometimes we don't do what we want to do in life. We don't follow the paths that we should. We don't get off on the right exits. You know, we make the wrong decisions. We take the wrong paths. But you know what? We all have a chance to rewrite that story, you know, and when we have that chance, hey, sometimes we just got to take a leap of faith and try it. But hey, it starts with believing in yourself most of the time. And when you know who you are and you believe in yourself, ain't nothing in this world gonna stop you. Trust me, nothing. But what if we had the power to, you know, say, you know, I'm gonna rewrite my story. I'm gonna change this about my life. I'm gonna do this better. What would you do? Hey, so I'm gonna start off asking the questions today. It's normally sis asking the questions, but I got some hot ones for her today, y'all. She gonna be like,
oh boy, and I don't know what this is gonna be, y'all. So y'all gonna get some raw Jersey City energy.
I didn't prepare, but she did me like that. She did me like that on the live episode. She didn't prepare me for those questions, so hey, I had to put her in the hot seat. It's only right. Listen, right,
gonna get what you gonna get.
First question: what if your past didn't define you anymore? How would you rewrite your story from that point forward?
Never been married. That's how I would rewrite my story. Never been married. I don't know, because rewriting my story would be a hit or miss, because it's like, if you're rewriting my story, then I feel like our stories have to have the bumps and the bruises. Because it makes us who we are. It makes us authentic. It makes us, you know, unique in our own way. Every tree is different, right? So every tree has its own growth story. Every tree has its own individuality, just like our fingerprints. No one fingerprint is the same. So that's the same thing with our story. If we rewrite it, then it might not be the bestseller that is supposed to be, because it's bland, because we rewrote it, right? And we've taken out those things that defined us, those things that strengthen us, those things that we needed in order to grow. That's just like, okay, here's a visual already, like a plant. If you had a plant and this particular, well, no, a seed, and you planted this seed in this environment, it was windy and it was, you know, just crazy or whatever kind of environment that it was in, but it grew up beautifully. There's a story that I read to the kids. It's called The Tiny Seed. And this tiny seed, nobody was able to really see it because it was so small. But when it actually did fall into the ground and it was placed where it was supposed to be placed, it was the biggest tree or flower that surpassed all the other big seeds, right? So everything is necessary, no matter the size, no matter, you know, the trials or tribulations, everything is necessary for you to bloom and blossom the way that you're supposed to. So I really wouldn't want to remove anything, because I think the heartaches that I've learned from my marriages now it showed me how to appreciate what I have now. You know, the things that I've been through with quote unquote losing friends, it makes me appreciative of the people that I have and become good stewards over them. me being not the only child, but the baby, it helped me show my boys how to develop a close relationship with their siblings because, you know, y'all first best friend, y'all all y'all got, you know, at the end of the day. So those things actually kind of made me the person that I am and why I'm passionate about the way that I'm passionate about and why I have the values that I have. So I wouldn't remove anything. What about you, sis?
Well, I feel like, you know, your past don't define you because we all have to go through certain things in life in order for us to get to the person that we're truly meant to be. So I don't think I would change anything about my story. You know, there's some things in my life that I've experienced that I wish didn't happen. Trust me. But I do believe that those things made me stronger. Those things made me more aware. Those things made me more observant. Those things made me think twice about things, too. So if I wouldn't have had those things to happen in my life, then I probably wouldn't be as strong as I am today. I probably wouldn't be able to stand on my feet the way I do now if those things didn't happen to me. You know, a lot of times, you know, we go through things because we have to. We have to go through these things because it's a part of the process. It's a part of our life. It's a part of us becoming that person. Sometimes it don't take us. It takes somebody a long time to get where you are sometimes. I'm 45 years old. It took me all this time to really look at myself and say, you know what? You're capable. You're enough. You can do this. You can do whatever you want to do. But that comes from all the things that I went through previously in my life where people told me I wasn't. So I really think that everything, like you said, sis, is necessary. You have to go through a lot of things sometimes. And sometimes some people go through more things than others. And some people don't go through near as much as the other person and still make it to where they're going. But at the end of the day, don't count your bad chapters out because, and don't take them out. Keep them there as reminders that, you know what, I once was here, but now I'm here and now I'm stronger and I'm better. So I wouldn't rewrite my story when it comes down to those, you know, things in my life because I really believe that it was necessary for it to be there. It had to be there in order for me to grow to the person I am. Sadly, it took this long. But it was worth it, you know? So that's how I take that.
Yeah, I think, you know, like you said, it was necessary because, again, I always say it was for you, won't miss you. It's all about alignment. It's all about timing. And maybe it wasn't you. It was the people you're supposed to help or guide or come in contact. Maybe they weren't ready. So you had to be stalled. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe those things, I feel like the things that we have been through allow us to be sensitive to said situations and to allow us to become advocates for those said situations. Like me with domestic violence, I am sensitive to that topic because I've endured it. It might not be to the extent of others, but I can relate to it in a way. So it's going to be a sensitivity there. It's going to be advocacy there. It's going to be, you know, me just making sure that I create safe spaces because I understand what it's like to not have a safe space, you know? So I think those things definitely help us to become more sensitive in certain areas. And you, like, everything that you went through, it allows you to become an advocate for others to help them unleash their inner voice because you know, for so long felt like you didn't have that option. So we have to be the Harriet Tubmans for our generation, our people, the people that we have come into contact with who have been through some of the things that we've been through. We have made it on the other side. So now we have to go back and get the rest of them and show them how we did it, not the way, because Jesus is the way, right? But we have to show them how we did it and guide them into creating or cultivating their own formula, their own plan, you know, their own navigational system. So, I definitely agree.
The only way that I can tell them to go when it comes down to surviving whatever they're going through, one word, God. Because had it not been for God being in the midst of a lot of situations that I went through in my life, I know I wouldn't be here. Because I don't think I was strong enough to suffice through all the things that I went through. So if you don't believe in him, and you don't believe that he could turn your life around, there's a lot of examples out there that tell you that, hey, I wasn't supposed to make it. I wasn't supposed to make it. Seriously. Like when you're sitting there and you're looking at the ceiling and you're getting your stomach pumped. Now, in your mind, you think you already gone because you did what was necessary for you to leave. But then you wake up to see that somebody's saving your life. Then that tells you that, you know, wait a minute, it wasn't my time. So I still didn't know what my purpose was then. It still took some years for me to realize that, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I wasn't supposed to leave then. Because I had to come back and I had to shine a light on some people. I had to let people know who this was or who this was over here. But it's not the end of the world. Sometimes things don't go your way. And sometimes you're going to be unhappy. Sometimes you're going to be sad. Sometimes you're going to feel unloved. You're going to go through a lot of things in your life, but it's not the end of the world. It really not the end of the world because there is something greater for you on the other side. You just hadn't made it to that chapter in your life yet. That's it. Just hadn't made it there yet. So just give it some time. All right, we're going to move on to new. I'm about to get sensitive. I got to wave like people. About to get crying on this episode. But anyway, so next question. If your story had no limitations, time, space, resources, how would the plot change?
Child, I'll be married right now. You already knew what I was going to say. I'd be married. I'd be in North Carolina. I'd be happy. Ooh, child. I had both my boys married in North Carolina. Happy as a clam, child.
She goofy, y'all. She goofy.
Yes. But you know what? To be honest, our story doesn't have limitations. We put them
on there.
Things, you know, we limit ourselves. We are our biggest critics and we are our biggest hindrances. So we put those limitations on there. We can achieve anything that we want to achieve. It's just we allow things to distract us. We allow things to get in the way and we allow other people's no to deter us. But at the end of the day, God has the final say. And if he's given us the strength and the power to do it, then who are we to allow somebody else to say otherwise? But we do that every day. So, yeah, but that girl, that'll be my story, honey. And she lived happily ever after.
So at the end, I'm done.
Yes.
I agree that we limit ourselves because everybody has the same opportunities to do whatever they want to do, but everybody doesn't have that same drive. Everybody doesn't have that same work ethic. You know, I stay up all the time, y'all. People be like, you need to get you some sleep.
Maybe those people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Them people. Her being them people. But at the same time, when you're trying to build a legacy for the people that come behind you, sometimes it requires you to put a little bit. I need to go to sleep sometimes. But sometimes you got to put a little extra in there. But we do limit ourselves because we have this in our minds. We can't do it. We can't do it. And we have this, like you said, that biggest critic thing. Oh, it's got to be perfect. This is not the right time. So me, honestly, I probably would be great at everything I know how to do. If I can change it. I'm still working.
You see that background behind you? Oh, okay. You see the background behind us? Oh, okay. Like, anyway.
I still got work to do.
Child, listen.
I still got work to do.
At the end of the day.
The reason why I say that, though, sis, is because a lot of fear stopped me from doing a lot of things. Like, a lot of things I wouldn't do. Like, I wouldn't walk up to nobody and just have a random conversation with a stranger. But you have to do that sometimes because especially when you're trying to get to certain levels in certain places, you got to be willing to talk to people that you don't know, you know, to get to them places. And I'm still working on that. But at the same time, that's why I say I'd be great at everything because I would open those doors for myself even though they're closed, I will walk right through them because now I can have a conversation with people because I'm so much in a shell and I'm quiet. That is my limitation that I put on myself that, okay, I don't know, they might not like me or they might not talk to me. That's in my head off gate. Like, I'm not going to make it. They're not going to do what they need to do. So I miss opportunities. So that would be my plot change, just to step out and do what I need to do and go get it. But I'm doing it this year. I'm going to do it. Watch. Ask me that question at the end of the year.
We have to remember that whoever our favorite celebrity is, we get the same 24 hours that they get. Whoever is your role model, whoever, you know, you look up to, this is Beyonce's internet, right? You got the same 24 hours as Beyonce. You got the same 24 hours as Barack and Michelle Obama, because that's my president and first lady. I don't care what nobody say. We got the same 24 hours. It's what you do with your 24 hours that makes the difference. Like, you know, sis said, she uses her 24 hours to not go to sleep. I use my 24 hours to go to bed. So that's why her background looks like that, and that's why mine look like this.
Crazy,
y'all.
Crazy.
But seriously, like, it is what you make your 24 hours, because to be honest, we're not doing time right anyway, because we're supposed to tithe 10% of everything to God, right? And that includes time. So with 24 hours, you're supposed to give him what? How many hours?
I don't know. You do the math. See, you're going to wait for me to give me an
answer. You do the math. That's 2 hours and some change.
Two hours, yeah, like some change, something like that, yeah.
Okay, so listen, I open my Bible, and this is real life. I open my Bible, and I'm going to sleep. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we have to, yeah, no. It's the these and thous for me. Yeah, no. So we have to be better stewards of our time. Mm-hmm. We have to be better stewards of, you know, the people that we have in our lives, our money, you know, all of that. Mm-hmm. But it's all given to us by God. And, you know, I wanted to kind of circle back on what you were saying about when you said you would tell people that it's God that got you through, you know, everything. I don't want people who don't know God to think it's some mysterious being that comes from the clouds and he puts his hand down and he just, everything is a mental thing. And it all starts and stems from your belief system. So if you believe in God, and you, the more you develop a relationship with him, the more you understand your power. The more you understand his power, the more you understand what you can and cannot allow to go on in your life and who you are and whose you are. And you understand how you can flow and show up in spaces. So it makes it easier for you to navigate through storms, trials, and tribulations, because you know that you have the victory. You know that God has given you everything pertaining life and godliness. You know that the power of death lies within your tongue. You know these things because you're studying and you're developing this relationship. So you know when you get through a thing, it's not because you got good luck.
Right.
It's because you have a good God. You know what I'm saying? You know when you wake up every day, it's not your alarm clock. It's God allowing you to hear said alarm clock to wake you up. You know what I mean? So I want you guys to really like understand that it's a mental thing. It's a choice, and it's a relationship, and they all go hand in hand.
Now, you say you go to sleep when you read the Bible, right? Because of thy and the thou. You know what I do? My mom sends me the daily bread. Daily bread is powerful. Like, you know, I read that, you know, to get lessons or whatever. That don't take a long time because, you know, those stories like really short for the day. So it's like, incorporate something like that since you be going over there, nodding and stuff. You got to.
Yeah, you can. I mean, you can break it up like 2 hours doesn't have to be 2 hours straight. You know, you can do 30 minutes here, 30 minutes there. You can do 30 minutes in the morning before you wake up. You know, you can do 30 minutes on your lunch break if you're working, or midday, and then 30 minutes towards the evening. It's like, for me, I listen to sermons. You know, I listen to gospel music in the morning. I listen to sermons, like I said in the live episode. Michael Todd, Pastor Mike Todd, he has a podcast that, you know, allows you to hear his sermons. You can watch him on YouTube for free as well. But for me, I love a good podcast, obviously. So I listen to it in podcast form. So that's how I, you know, stay on track, and I listen to things like that, because YouTube, you got to have your phone still open and drain your battery. But with the podcast, I can listen to it on, you know, my phone, or the A word that I'm not going to say because she might come on or whatever. You know what I mean? From Amazon. Okay. But yeah, so there's ways to do it. And even with the Bible app, like I said, I can't personally read it, but I can listen to it, because certain Bible apps have that component where you can listen to it. You can set up devotionals, reading plans on your Bible. Like, there's certain things that you can do to get your hours in, your 10%, your tithing. We talked about that. That's another way you tithe. You tithe your time, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's ways to go about it. You can do it.
Yeah, you can. You can. But you know what? It causes you to like tap into yourself, because you really do have to sit down and like have in complete quiet and be able to focus on what you're doing, you know, and reading wise, listening wise too. You know, we don't do it. I know I don't do it like I should. I don't sit down and like take time for me. Like, when I say for me, doing things that I like to do, I don't do that a lot. Now, I like to do podcasting.
Playing your video game.
Yeah, last time I did that. Like stuff like that. So sometimes you just have to sit down and try to take some time for yourself, because it's needed sometime, a release from the world. But I'm talking to myself too, so y'all don't take offense. I'm talking to myself too. All right, sis. So here's the next question. What is the biggest lie you've been telling yourself in your story, and how can rewriting it help you move forward?
The biggest lie I've been telling myself is nobody cares. Nobody wants to hear anything that I put out. Like, who am I to sit here and have a podcast, be a whole life coach and this, that, and the third? No one's really going to take me serious or see, you know, the passion that I have. See the passion, for those who are listening, Nikki's over here making faces, to see the passion that I have, you know, for whatever it is that, you know, we're talking about. A lot of people give Steve Harvey flack because he goes around and he gives people advice, and I'm not listening to him. He's been married 3 times. Yeah, that's the one you should listen to, because he has experience in what not to do, as opposed to somebody who's been married for said years. They can only tell you how they've done it. They're not out here right now. They don't know. They've been out the game for the last time I was married. The game has changed since then, let alone somebody has been married like you 10 years, 20 years, whatever. Like, come on.
You better preach.
So yeah, I just have to, I keep telling myself again, my model for 2025 is what's for me won't miss me. And I'm going to put it out, and who is for is for, and whoever's supposed to be a client or whatever the case may be, will be, because at the end of the day, God gave it to me. So I'm going to give back what he gave to me and do what I'm supposed to do. And that's to put it out and keep it moving.
You know, I hate that phrase, nobody's watching. And I'm like,
I say that to her all the time, y'all.
I'm so tired of hearing that phrase right there. I don't know what to
do. Ain't nobody watching this. I'm not.
Like, what? I'm watching. Ain't nobody. Like, you know, I'm watching. But you know, somebody told me, you know, if you got 3 people watching, you got 4 people watching, you got 5 people watching, that's somebody. Like, the strength in numbers, you know, because you couldn't have nobody, like literally, like how you say nobody, but you do be having somebody watching when you say that statement. So you are better than what you think you are. And then for the fact of you wanting to like just say throw it all away and all the work that you, when I tell y'all she plans her episodes better than me. Oh my God. They align so well to the point where she have them in themes, y'all, and she knows that okay, this one gotta go with this one because
they color coordinated and everything, child. Like
oh my God. She literally plans. So you telling me that all that work that you put in was in vain or it don't mean nothing to nobody? You know who it means?
It's not in vain. It's not in vain. It's just it's a time and season for everything. And I think right now we are in a transitional season. And, you know, we have given the world a whole year of podcasting, a year and a half. And it's time to pivot. It's time to take a break. It's time to replenish so we can pump out, you know, another successful year. That's what it's about. We're in a replenishing season.
I'm not giving you no flag this time. I'm not fighting with you no more about it. I'm just going to let you do you. And I'm going to watch how this folds. And I'm going to see where you going with this and see if it's going to work out the way you say and let you take your break. I ain't fussing no more, y'all. You know how many times I done fussed?
You know what it is? I've watched you. I've watched James. I've watched a lot of different podcasters. And even the ones that we watch and listen to, your favorite auntie's podcast, Lateris R. Whitfield, that's the Dear Future Wifey podcast. You know, everybody has these, the way that they do things. And I have been trying to take a little here, take a little there, this, that, and the third, and do things the way other people are doing, but I have to do it the way that I'm doing it. I gotta take a break when I feel like I need to take a break. And, you know, it's okay to not have my season come back a month later or 2 weeks later. Sometimes it might have to be a season. Sometimes you have to let people miss you. And, you know, a lot of people, well, I know for me, I get taken advantage of when I put out too much too soon. And that's not even with podcasting only, that's just in life in general. So now I have to step back and just, you know, let people miss me. Let you know, the soil get dry a little bit. And then once the spring for my season, because right now I'm in the winter season. Winter season is when you replenish and you know, you do all the things that you need to do. So now I can do what I have to do. I can go into hibernation. I can do all the stuff that I'm supposed to do. So when spring comes again, you can see the fullness of what was planted and things will start to blossom. So I got to do that. Everything has a season. And I gave you spring. I gave you summer. Last season, season 5 was fall. So now we in the winter. We got to.
I ain't fighting with you.
Take a minute.
I ain't gonna do it. But the biggest lie that I've told myself is I couldn't do it. I said a lot. I can't do that. And turn around and do it. So that's something I've been telling myself all my life, that I can't do something. And so oftentimes I just didn't try. So that's why I didn't do it, because I didn't believe I could do it. I didn't believe nobody was gonna, you know, even look at it, think about it, or whatever the case may be. So I just taught myself out of doing a lot of things that I probably would have succeeded. But because I said I couldn't do it, I didn't do it. So sometimes in life, you got to tell yourself, you know what? I can do it. But you can't think about what everybody else is going to think. You got to think about what you're going to think about what you're doing and the decision that you're making. Now, if you do it and it's a success, then good. If you do it and it's not, because regardless of how we look at it, people need people. Because these celebrities wouldn't be sitting in these places they in if it wasn't for people. People put them there. Yes, their talent probably got them there too. But if it wasn't for the people listening or watching a movie or listening to a song or supporting them in some type of way, they wouldn't be in the places they are. So you do at some point need some kind of validation from people that you are great, but it still starts with you. So if I wouldn't have told myself many times that I couldn't do something, you know, telling where I'd be. But I'm not telling myself that no more. I'm gonna do it. I'm do all of it. And I'm gonna see where it lands. That this is the year that I don't tell myself I can't do anything. I'm just gonna do it and not think about the outcome of whether somebody's gonna like it. You know, episodes sometimes since nobody don't watch my episodes. So, you know, I ain't gonna say so, but at the end of the day, you're doing it for the people. Yes, you want the people to listen to them. But at the end of the day, all of that's gonna come. It's gonna come. And when they come and they start watching those episodes, they're gonna go back to the beginning of time and start watching episodes they never seen. So what you do and they didn't watch it right then, it's gonna be somebody to watch it later. So they coming. That's how I look at it. Yes, they coming.
That's true, because when I first thought about actually podcasting, I listened to a podcast. And I'm trying to get the name of it now. I know I gotta be specific. It was the Real Woman's Chronicles, and I listened to a couple of episodes, and the last episode that was recorded was May 31st, 2023. Right. So when I listened to it, I listened to it obviously towards the ending. But when I tell you, I went all the way back, because I was so invested to what she had to say. And I was just like, wow. Like, I listened from beginning to end. And episode one was March 23rd, 2018. So I listened to 171 episodes, because what I heard, I just fell in love with. And I just, so again, it's all about sowing and reaping. You know, you sow the episodes, you sow the seeds, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever it is that you're doing. We're specifically talking about podcasts, and you sow the seeds, and then you just keep watering it, do it the right way, and it'll blossom mm-hmm. later, and it'll create shade or safe space for somebody later on, you know, what you've sown. So you really have to make sure that what you sow is good. That's why breaks are necessary. So what you sow is good, so we can create something for someone later on.
But see, the thing about it, I look at it like this. What keeps me going, one day my ear is gonna look on the screen like, that's my grandma on YouTube. You know, or, you know, somebody that's coming behind, all my grandkids, they, like, that's my grandma. So that's what pushes me to be like, all right, I'm leaving behind some type of legacy that even after I'm gone, they can hear my voice on the screen talking to somebody about something, or just motivating somebody. And I might be that motivator for him one day. Never know. He might look at one of my motivational Mondays, and that might get him right in his life. So that's what keeps me going. Yes, I do need breaks. I agree. We need breaks. We need breaks, because technically, I'm on a break. So we need breaks. But at the same time, do what you got to do for the mental, because you need the mental in order for you to push forward.
Yeah, I wish my grandmother had what we have now back in the day. I wish we could press play and I could just see a video of her laughing or hear her say something, you know, because like you said, especially our grandparents, right? The wisdom that they had, it'll hold you over for if you're going through a trial or tribulation. So I definitely get it. You know, everything that we've endured is not about us anyway. It's about who we're sent here to help. And legacy is definitely important. You have to create now the life for your future self. You know, we've learned that in season 5 of my episodes. Like, we are now creating a life that our obituary can, you know, talk about and fill up. And, you know, when you come to somebody's funeral, are there going to be people there? that is saying amazing things, heartfelt things, traveling from all over just to pay their respects because you impacted them in a great way? Or is it going to be, oh, well, I ain't like her anyway. And they just, nobody's there but your family. And that's because they have to be. You know what I mean? So we have to be very, very, my favorite word, intentional about the things we do and how we go about life, because we're impacting people. I told my son that the other day, actually yesterday. I said, you are making an impression whenever you meet anybody. So you make sure that the impression that you leave is always a good one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're right. And you said your future self. That brings us to the next question.
Oh, wow. Alignment.
Alignment. If your future self could send a letter to your present self, what would they say to inspire a rewrite of your story?
My future self would tell my present self, stop worrying. It all works out. Because that is my biggest hindrance. It's the worry component. I know what it's like to be on the opposite side of happiness. I know what it's like to be on the opposite side of employment. I know what it's like to be on the opposite side of a lot of things. And I worry about that, like to the point where I hold on to things very tightly. And sometimes that can suffocate a thing because, you know, if it's meant for you, it won't miss you. So you have to just relax, because at the end of the day, it all works out. Whether it works out the way I planned it or not, it's still going to work out because God already worked it out. So whatever the outcome is, it's fine because he wouldn't allow it to be otherwise.
I think my future self would say, you're going to make it. Keep putting in the work. Keep doing the things that you're doing. Be consistent. Continue to just be yourself. No matter what people are going to think about you, just be yourself and just continue to just be yourself unapologetically, because you're going to make it. And a lot of people around you are going to be, you know, surprised. A lot of people are going to be around you like, she really did it. And you're going to be like, well, I work hard to get here. So don't worry. Don't worry about, you know, losing people. Don't worry about people talking about you. Tell your story everywhere you go, so you don't have to worry about that either. So, and I also think my future self going to say, I'm proud of you, but you need to get some rest. Because you're tired. You look tired. You sound tired. You need some rest. But don't think that the work that you're doing is in vain.
It is.
You sitting there smiling.
Because I was waiting for you to ask the next question, because you, I can't top that. You proud of you. Like, that's the best thing. You know, you always want to make your parents proud, but what about yourself? Like, yeah. At the end of the day, you know, like, this is your life.
Yes.
I can do whatever my mom wants me to do, or my dad wants me to do, or hell, my spouse wants me to do. But at the end of the day, am I satisfied when I lay my head down at night? 10 o'clock. You know what that means.
I try. But
that's an inside joke, y'all. So let me tell you. After Nikki Nicole, right, she got this thing that starts with the letter A that we're not going to say because they're going to talk back. And she has this set up for an alarm. Now, if you go over a certain amount, a certain time of the night, she's going to say, okay, it's time for bed. But does she listen? No. So what you got the alarm on for?
It's a reminder that listen.
It's a reminder, but she don't listen. But yeah, like we just have to be we have to be mindful, man. Like, at the end of the day, you have to be proud of you. You have to be proud of your life. You have to be proud of the accomplishments that you make, because you would hate to leave this world unfulfilled and unsatisfied. Because those people that you're trying to fulfill and satisfy, they're going to do what they're going to do. They're going to go to sleep at night. They're going to sleep well. You tossing and turning because you done took advice for someone who don't have to worry about the consequences of said advice. So you might as well do what you want to do anyway.
That part. But you know what? That's a powerful thing, though. You know, you're right. As children, we want our parents to be proud of us. But it's a whole nother level, boy, when you can be proud of yourself for the things that you're accomplishing. You know, and for a while, I look for that. I look for people to be proud of me, people to be like, oh, you did so good. Now it's like, nah, as long as I'm proud of me, and everybody that love me and interact with me proud of me, that's all that matters. But you got to make yourself proud first. That's the number one thing. If you're not happy with yourself, then everything else around you ain't going to be happy either. So, next question. We got two more questions, y'all. What would your story look like if it were told through someone else's eyes? What would they highlight that you don't see?
Well, I think we need to switch and do each other, because if I don't see it, how would I know? I mean, I'm just saying, like, I don't understand, like, if
well, did you
I
don't juggle? See it,
how would I say?
Because I'm sure I've told you something, and you've told me something.
Okay, well, in that regard,
because I know I've told you something.
If my story was told through other people's eyes, they would talk about and highlight my resilience, my ability to, my ability to have gone through all that I've gone through and not been on the first 48. It's like, for those who know the Bible, three Hebrew boys, right, in the fiery furnace, went through the fire, but came out the fire, but did not smell like smoke. So that would be what someone would probably highlight from me. The fact that I've been through domestic violence, but you can't tell. The fact that I've been married twice, divorced twice, but I still have that desire to marry and want to have that happily ever after. The fact that I've been, you know, burned by friends and family, but I still have that part of me that craves friends and family. I have not let what I've been through change who I am and my values and my belief systems. I still have that hope that it will be for me. The life, the love, the family, the friends, all the things that I've envisioned and dreamed, you know, to have that living single type friends, when you have friends for hella years and y'all go on trips and do all the things and stuff. I still believe that's possible, despite how hard it is to find friends in your 30s. The fact that I want to, you know, get married again and be happily married and to have God bless and honor this marriage, and we bless and honor him despite what I've went through in my previous situations. Just my ability to want to try again in spite of. I think that's what people would highlight.
Well, resilience would have to be one. But patience would have to be one as well. Over my life, people have told me that I had the patience of Job. And I didn't quite understand what that meant until I started getting, the older I get, the more I realize what they mean by that. Because things that would get on other people's nerves, wouldn't bother me. And if it's worth waiting for, I wait. You know, I wait for things, you know, to come my way. I don't have to like have it right now in the moment. You know, my patience is like really, even with down to children. You know how you tell a child to stop. You know, they don't stop. You tell them again to stop. They don't stop. You know, I'm still right there like, they're going to stop without me having to pop them. But, you know, I went through a lot of things in my life that probably would have broke a lot of people. You know, 5 years old, being raped, you know, dealing with that, suicide, being a single mother. All these things I've been through, a lot of people probably wouldn't have made it. Not only that, the journey of me just being gay. That journey in itself is a hard journey, you know, dealing with the people, you know, people losing people. I've lost the most people in my life just with me coming out to the world and saying, this is who I am, accept me. So I got to stop saying that I lost people. They lost me. But it's a lot of journeys and paths that people wouldn't understand. And you have to be strong in order to stand in these shoes sometimes that a lot of people go through things. A lot of people don't say anything about it. But I had writing. I wrote. I sung. I listened to music. These were my outlets, you know, to kind of like disappear for the things that have happened to me in my life. So I would think they would think I was strong. But I don't think people know half the stuff I've been through because I've never really publicly just said, oh, I went through this. And I went through that, and I got through this. I just kind of like went through it. You know how you just go through things and you don't say anything? You just go with the flow and you just get through it. Like, if I can just make it to the next day. And that's it. So.
I would say if I highlighted something about your story, I would highlight your heart for people. I don't have that. All right. That ain't the gift God gave me. You hear me? So I would highlight that about you because you have a big heart to the point where you will go without just to see other people happy. Just your event in itself. You had so many personal things going on in your life. And I'm like, I know good and doggone well. She know this need to be done. 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 The list goes on and on. But the way that your heart is set up, you had to show up for these people because you were so passionate about shining the light on them. Even if it is for just 4 hours, just so they know, hey, somebody is listening, somebody is watching, somebody cares about what you're putting out, what you're saying, how you're influencing other people. And if nobody tells you, I'm cheering for you, you know, I'm in support of you. How can I help? How can I merge you with fellow other people? So you guys can network and grow and win, as you say all the time, win together. So your heart is definitely something that I would highlight because it would not be me.
You know, I heard that before. I did. I've heard that before. People said, I ain't never seen a heart like yours. But I never knew what that meant, though. You know, I still really don't understand that because, you know, how you say, you can't expect you out of people, but I've just always been this person. So, you know, I just feel like certain things should be done in life. Like, you know, you should think that way. But not everybody thinks the way you think. I couldn't let them people down. Like, I just couldn't. Like, how dare I let them down? You know, it's people that prepare for this. People that pay for tickets to come. People, you know, it was so much going on to the point where I said, you know, it has to happen. No matter what. Lord, let me. You know how many nights I prayed? Lord, please just let me get through this. I promise you next year won't be like this. I promise you I will prepare more and I will make sure that this is done. This, but you can't help the certain things that did happen. I had no control over that. Like, it was just out of my control. But at the end of the day, I still had to make it happen, though. I don't like disappointing people, and I don't like to be disappointed either. I mean, I don't. Why you looking like that?
Because I ain't you. That's all I can say. I'm going to disappoint you, baby. I ain't Jesus. I ain't perfect. I'm going to disappoint you because life be life in. Okay? Now, that ain't my intention to disappoint you, but baby, let me tell you. Get with it.
That's all I'm going to say. Let me give her this last question. She said, I ain't going to respond to that, y'all. I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave it alone. So what would happen if you completely erase the concept of failure from your story? What would your plot look like now?
Yeah, I'd be unstoppable. Money, money, money. What's that? Money, 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 money. Okay, come on here, life coach, teacher. All of the things, okay? But I think failure is just like divorce. It should not be an option. And if you put that word in front of you, it's going to happen. How many times me and my ex joked about, what if we ever got a divorce? Sure, keep playing. That's exactly what's going to happen. But, you know, when you make a situation where you say divorce is not an option, then divorce is not an option. You get creative and you figure it out. But when you play around with smoke, you're going to get fired, right? So with failure, if you think about that or you put that in your mind, 9 times out of 10, that's what's going to happen. But if you know, okay, failure is not an option. This is just a no. Okay, but that's one no closer to my yes. You know, it changes your mental. It makes you start to get more creative with whatever it is that you're doing. So we have to pivot. And again, everything stems from the mind. It's a mindset. So once you change your mindset and you tell yourself, I'm going to have this business, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and failure is not an option, you're slower to do it, quieter to do it, and you set the right foundation so it can get done and stay completed, as opposed to, you know, you just rushing to get it done, and then it's like quicksand.
But you know what? I wouldn't want failure to be erased from my story. Because you think about it, when you learn how to swim, or I don't know how to swim. Let me take that back. When you learn how to skate, I know how to skate. So when you learn how to skate, you go into the skating rink and you have the carpet side and you have the hard floor where you can really hurt yourself. So learning how to skate, I had to fall so many times, right? But I had to get back up too and try it again. Now, I didn't start on the carpet. I don't think I started on the carpet. My mom might tell me something different, but I don't think I started on the carpet. I think I went on the hard floor that you can really hurt yourself and just fall. So I feel like anytime that you fail, you learn something. And you need that piece in your life in order for you to grow into the person that you need to be or want to be. You got to know. Make some kind of mistake somewhere. You got to fail some type of way in order for you to grow as a person. So I wouldn't want to erase the failure from my life. But what I would want to do is make my story stand out more by talking about, hey, how I made it over. As the old folks say, how I made it over. Because you're going to have those times in your life. You need those. Just like you need the bad times and you need the good times too. Because all the bumps in the road and everything. Because that's what makes the person that you are. That's the ingredients coming together, making you who you are. That gives you your recipe, your ending recipe. So you need that failure in your life. So I wouldn't erase it, because I learned from all of it, even down to friendships, even down to family, you know, and how they treated me, even all the things that I went through in my life. I had to fail. That's just like failing a test. Everything in your life, since I tell you, is a test. It's a test. You had to take tests all through your life in school, right? so you can pass to the next grade. But if you fail, then guess what they did? They held you back. But you learned, because now you got left behind. So now you got to go to summer school and catch up so you can be with everybody else. So that failure taught you something. That failure taught you that you had to study to pass those tests. So I wouldn't erase failure. I needed that for me to learn these lessons in life. That's how I look at it.
Couldn't be episode without a soapbox. But no, yeah, I mean, everything is necessary. And it all goes down to what you said earlier. You know, everything is necessary, including failure. You have to have the good with the bad. You have, even in the Bible, can't have Cain without Abel. So you have to have the good with the bad. But you have to focus on, not focus, you don't have to focus on, but you have to understand what is more important to focus on, the good or the bad. You could focus on the failure and then you could quit, or you could focus on the success and use the failure as a stepping stone to still get there. So at the end of the day, you know, it all boils down to mindset. It all boils down to being intentional and trying to figure out, okay, if I'm going to make this happen, failure is going to come with this. There's going to be some bumps in the road. I might not get it right the first time. But if, you know, in regards to Aaliyah, if at first you don't succeed, you try again. It's just like we're riding a bike. There's levels to it. You're not just going to get on a two-wheel bike. You start off with the big wheel. Then you go to the training wheels. Then you take the training wheels off, and then you get to the big bike. And then hopefully after the big bike, you start driving a car. So it's like it's all levels. Everything is steps. You don't just come out the womb and start driving a car. Like you gotta get your footing, and you gotta go with things as you grow. So it's all about just growing and knowing and just being okay with where you are. Because one person can be crawling and another person could be walking. That doesn't mean that you're never going to start walking. It's just not your time to walk yet.
That's it.
So you have to perfect where you are in order to get where you're going next. You can't just go from wound to walking. You have to start off with the tummy time as a baby. Then once you get the tummy time, you got to learn your balance. Then you can start getting on all fours. Then you can start crawling. Then you stand up. Then you start waddling. Then you start teetering when you're holding on to things. Then you can slowly let go one hand. Then you slowly remove the other hand. Then you start walking. Then as you walk, you start running. So it's like you have to be where you are, learn how to perfect where you are, and then you're able to move on to the next thing. That's just how life goes.
That's it. So grab your Band-Aid. Grab your ointment. Because sometimes you're going to get some scars. You're going to get some scrapes. But it's called life. You know, apply it. Apply that ointment. Put the Band-Aid on it. And guess what? You can still get up. Get up and try it again. So I hope you have enjoyed this episode. I hope that you would share it with somebody that resonates with it. I hope that you yourself had, you know, got something out of this episode. So, anything else, sis?
And as always, we are here healing hearts and inspiring change.
My favorite thing, later.